B-Pod Studios.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Right circle now, Coyle right in the net. Center's deflected, and Byron came back defensively. Coyle shoots, he scores! Sanderson found him at the bottom of the left wing circle. Sent it out in front to Coyle, who slams one by Carey Price. First time tonight, Bruins lead at 5-4. So the referee is over to talk to the Canadiens.
I think they're looking for offsides. Good. Because the pass came to Coyle, and he had to take it in his skates, and it was very close.
They think they have the go-ahead goal. Here is the call.
After review, it was determined the play was offside. There is no...
.985 The Sports of the Montreal fans were very classy.
They were.
They gave a resounding applause to Zdeno Chara.
Didn't have to do that.
They could have been mean. Be listening this morning at 9:30 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Bruins take on the Philadelphia Flyers this Sunday night. There's a big Sunday night at the TD Garden. And puck drops at 7. Visit Ticketmaster.com/Bruins to buy your tickets today. Billy Jaffe is on Nesson with their new logo. He also does the NHL Network. Are you in Secaucus?
Secaucus.
No, it's Secaucus.
Secaucus. Anyways, yeah, Secaucus, you're right.
Yeah, I know. You're from Secaucus. I'm from Manhattan. You're jealous of me because my girlfriend. All right. It's Sanderson.
Sanderson.
Zach Sanderson. Yeah, I always called him Sanderson, but I hear it's Sanderson.
I don't know. These names, you know, change. Hockey names suck.
Yeah, I'm with you. I know. Go with it.
All right. So he's been very unpopular. He was a first round pick, and not great in Providence this season. But what did you see out of him last night? What do you think the ceiling is for the kid?
When I see him, I enjoyed the game last night from his perspective. I thought, just like we saw the previous night from Cameron Hughes, that, you know, when he was out there, played to his strengths. Sanderson played about just under 11 minutes last night. Had a couple of attempts. We know that he had an assist taken away, hence the audio that we just heard before the interview began. I mean, listen, I thought he was good. I did. I thought he was good, and I thought he didn't do anything to not have the coaching staff and management say, let's give him another chance in another game. Let's see if he can keep it. Because the first game, a lot of time, you know, the kids are either real nervous or they're real ramped up to the point that they play this amazing game. And then by the third game, they've kind of come back to what, you know, they are, I guess, reality or something. But I think that he did a nice job, Fred. What's his ceiling? I think his ceiling is that of probably a third liner, if not a fourth liner, when it's all said and done. But he's got the wheels to play third line. Can he put it all together when it's all said and done? That's where time will tell. He needs a couple of games for that.
Okay, Billy, offsides replay in hockey, it's the worst thing in sports right now. And for two different reasons. One is that a lot of times it can happen well before the goal was scored, and then they'll call it back, which is utterly ridiculous. And the other part is what you saw last night, where it takes 3 minutes to figure something out, and Bruce Cassidy said it best. He goes, at that point, you're looking for something that, I mean, you're trying to justify what you're doing and looking for it to be offsides. And either way, it punishes the viewer. Like, it makes the game suck. So what? There's got to be something. There's got to be enough backlash, you would think. Or is there going to be anything that they can do at the end of this season where they try to either be away with it, change the rules, or maybe have what do you do?
It gives me indigestion. You know, I've ranted about it. It sucks. It stinks. Replay stinks in all sports. Hockey's the one that's getting it right now because of the offside. In Boston in particular, because I'll go back to the Colorado game, Rich, where they had a beautiful game and they had two goals overturned because of the minutia of replay. It sucks, in my opinion. It just does. It takes away what sport is supposed to be. We know that it's supposed to be egregious mistakes, not millimeters. We know that, but you can't get there. I've said it before on your show. I'll say it again. We need common sense replay. The problem is, Rich and everybody there, my version and your version of common sense, hypothetically, might be different. So if you're the team, if you're literally a quarter of an inch offside, if you're the team that gets impacted and a goal is allowed, you're going to say it's offside. It's black and white, or blue and white in this case, since it's a blue line. Meanwhile, the fan does lose out. It absolutely loses out. We lose flow. We lose energy. We lose passion. We lose the intent of what the game is supposed to be about. But, you know, I've argued against this. I've railed against this since it came out. But I really went off. I got real pissed off earlier this year after the Colorado game on Nesson. And I just finally said, screw it, and I let it go. Meanwhile, it's not going to change. From what I hear, the young generation, I'm making a statement. This is what I'm told. I'm not telling you this is as is. The young guys can tell me, much younger than us. They like it more. They feel like they want, they don't want ties. They want a shootout winner. They don't want, if it's offside, it's offside. And that's where the league, I feel, is going with.
But Billy, the one difference, and you say that all the sports are suffering from this now, the one thing that makes it 10 times worse with hockey is that in other sports, let's say there's a pass interference or there's a call that they're going to challenge, they're going to review it. That happens immediately after the play. The hockey equivalent of the way that they do it would be as if on first down, there was a penalty, and then they wait until they score a touchdown, on third down to pull
say,
some
wait
sort
a minute,
of infraction
there was a penalty
on
first. We're going to nullify that.
They let, a minute could go by between the infraction.
I don't disagree. It stinks.
They have to change. Is there no way to change that?
Well, there is. I've suggested, if you like black and white rules, not you, but you in general, then give me 15 seconds. Or the second that anybody besides the, the puck carrier touches the puck. I don't know what, I don't have the exact answer, but I feel like timing has to be involved.
Play
with
the call dead,
perfect.
Maybe, when you suspect that there's offsides.
No, they call offsides.
Freddie, they don't call, if they miss the offside, but yep. If you're saying if the
yeah, but then they eye in this. The problem with the whole thing is there's no quick way to do it. If there's a linesman standing right there and they don't call offside,
well, then that's something that shouldn't be challenged.
Hang on a second.
The same way
I agree,
can't challenge on judgment.
No one likes the thing, but there's no quick way to do it. I mean, they can't.
I think that you have to have a time lapse to it, meaning 15 seconds, that's it, if the puck stays in the zone. Or the second that it goes from, of course possession changes it immediately. That it does. But if somebody even doesn't have possession on the opposing team but touches it, meaning even accidental or incidental, it should nullify it. I do believe some fans have presented this idea. I'm not against this at all. The linesman should look at the play in real time only, not frame by frame slow motion, because if they can't decipher it upon second look at frame by real time and they have to go frame by frame, then fooey that. You know what I mean? It's absolutely, there has to be a change. It's common sense, Rich. That's what has to be implemented. And the problem with common sense is if you look at our world as it is right now in so many ways, two different people have two different versions of what's common sense. That's the biggest problem.
Have a shot clock.
Happened to America, Billy? I mean, I'll tell you what, we've never been this polarized. There's people that are for offsides, and there's people that are against it.
You're right.
I mean,
You're right.
It's just the way the country is right now. Throw Canada in the mix, and everything gets all messed up.
Everything gets messed up, except, yes, especially the exchange rate, yes. I just can't stand it.
All right, what the hell happened with Tuukka last night?
Wasn't good. He wasn't good. He admitted it. He wasn't. And, I still think he's, he's right up there with one of the best in the league. Last night was not one of his best. It happens. There's been a lot of players that have played in front of him this year that have not been nearly as good as they've been in certain games. But yet, they don't really get called out that much because they're not the last line
who?
Of defense.
Who?
He needs who?
You call him out.
We have called them out on the air. We've called out that, they need more from, whether it was a Danton Heinen, whether it was a Jake DeBrusk, whether it was you know, Connor Clifton. My point is skaters don't get called out nearly as much as goaltenders. And he was not good. Not good at all. He took ownership of it. I would like to think he's going to be better next time he gets it. I'll be curious to see if they put him right back in on Friday against Detroit. And I think they should. Put him right back in, and then you can play Halak on Sunday at home.
Should we be cautiously optimistic that the top line only accounted for one of the four, should have been five goals last night?
Sure. You should. Well, you know, and not just cautiously. I mean, you know, you can also look at some of the previous games where they're generating, whether they're scoring always or not, Johnny, they're generating. They're getting some penalties called against them that allows the power play to go onto the ice too. But I feel the last couple of games, Charlie Coyle and especially Jake DeBrusk have stepped up. And because of that, you're now seeing others get going. And, yes, you should be optimistic, beyond, you know, because beyond that first line, if those guys get going, and it doesn't have to be a goal a game, but at least give me a couple of chances and maybe a goal every other game, that's glorious for this team. Absolutely.
All right. Like a hole in a restroom truck stop. Glorious.
Oh.
All right, Billy Jaffe. Don't groan. That was quick on my feet. He is in Secaucus, New Jersey, to just show you the power of the NHL. That there are studios are in Secaucus, New Jersey.
Hey, congrats on the ratings, by the way. I read in the Globe that I guess 750,000 people have been watching the Bruins this season, every game.
Hunkarama.
It's nice. It's wonderful. You know, they're fun. It's nothing to do with me as a broadcaster, but it's absolutely fun that they're a great team.
I heard that Dale is getting a bronze box of which to stand on.
Obviously, the budget has improved then.
We shall have golden phone books in which to stand.
Does he collect phone books to sit on?
On road trips.
Because it's not like Billy's 8 feet tall.
I know that. Billy's 6 feet tall, right, Billy?
I am 6 feet, and yes.
Then
I'm not
5'10",
Wallach, or whoever was calling me out.
If you're six feet tall, then I'm 6'4".
Then you might be. I don't know.
I'm 6'2", and two, whatever it is. 6'2.2".
Okay. I'm telling you, until I had my neck fused, I was pushing 6'1", and now I'm 6 foot. The only thing that stinks more than replay is my shrinking height.
All right. Well, listen, you sacrificed so much for the game.
I have.
And congratulations on the ratings. And
thank you. The ratings have been great. The team's great. A lot of fun. One bad game, and they still played pretty well. I'm not worried. Don't get worried just yet.
I'm out of my mind with fear after last night. All right, Billy Jaffe, thank you so much.
See you later, fellas. Have a wonderful day.
All right, sir. Enjoy Secaucus, New Jersey, when you have to kill an entire day in Secaucus, New Jersey.
This is kind of an interesting suggestion. Someone said it should be a 5-minute major for unsuccessful challenges. Make it really hurt to be wrong. I bet a lot of coaches wouldn't risk borderline ones then. That's kind of, I mean, if you want to do it that way, sure. I just think there needs to be a shot clock on it. Like, you, if the refs can't figure it out within a minute, then the call stands.
The other thing is, it should just not be a rule.
Replay, if this is what replay is going to be moving forward and the NHL doesn't change it, casual fans are going to start turning this game off.
Yes.
And the NHL can't afford to be, you know, flushing away casual fans at this point.
They cannot. All right, we'll be back. It is official. The show is having a big bash. It's going to be a party time.
Mm-hmm.
And we can discuss that briefly. And the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars is a super fresh mouth.
That would be the Chargers.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Is a super fresh-mouthed badass. We'll have all that for you.
Boston Talk Sports. Toucher and Rich. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
.985 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And every year, Rich organizes a Christmas party for the staff, now including spouses and girlfriends and things of that nature, thereby doubling the bill. And we're going to Majestic Everett
this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having dinner at some place, and then Rich, has, he's getting a table at a club.
We did that last year. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I didn't go last year, and I will not be going this year.
You're missing out.
No, I'm not.
Only if it was Paulie D, you said.
If it was Paulie D, I mean, I'd get kicked out because I'd want to get so close to him.
Yeah, I know. And they would have to have the bouncers come out. And
yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter and I have been watching pretty much Jersey Shore on a loop. We keep going through the seasons. Right now they're in Italy, and the situation, it turned out, at the time had a really bad pill problem, which they did not talk about on the show. But when you watched in retrospect, you can see that he had that pill problem. But no, I will not. I will not be at a club with table service.
Okay.
What is the appeal to that if you're with a spouse?
What, the table service part or the going to a club that plays that kind of music part?
Both.
Well, I mean, I like going to a club. It's packed and a bunch of people are having a good time.
Do you dance?
Yep. Yeah. Totally.
You go out there and dance?
Yep. I do.
How do you dance?
I don't know, man. Do you just beat the feeling take me, man.
Do you beat the beat? Like they do in the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you got to fist pump like Vinny and the boys.
Have you guys seen Rich dance?
No, I have not.
When you guys got to table service the last time, did he dance?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah, probably not.
No. So what's the appeal if he ain't boogieing?
It's drinking and it's fun. It's tons of people around you having a good time. The people watching is unbelievable. The people watching it at clubs like this are ridiculous. I like that type of music. I've got no problem with it. And usually when you have like a pretty decent DJ there, like the light show is insane. Like they do, like if you go to a nice club, a lot of times, like, the walls have these giant monitors and stuff that are spinning around. I mean, it's kind of all immersive, which I like.
I just got a text. But you're not on drugs, I would imagine.
No, but you're drinking.
Yeah, but drinking is a
drinking
sedative.
Excessively.
Yeah, but it's a sedative.
Well, it loosens you up.
Right, but I don't know why a light show would be so effective if you weren't on
You've never done anything crazy while you were drinking or something that's your comfort zone?
But the light show would have no effect on me. It would probably be annoying to me. I've never done ecstasy, but I would imagine if you were in ecstasy that would take it to another level.
It's like the loudest rock concert you've been to.
But with garbage music.
I don't mind the music. I don't mind it at all.
Now, if you had to go in on the table, John, would you go in on the table money-wise?
Are you talking about in the club? You see, I would go, but I wouldn't, I'd go to, like, check people out, but I wouldn't be, you know, out there.
Oh, you're laughing the entire time. I mean, that's the other thing, too.
I would get that part of it, if you understand what I'm getting. I wouldn't be out in the middle of the floor like, wow, look at the lights. Look, the music is awesome. That's not me. I'm not.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of table service. What do they give you, the bottle of vodka? And
table service is just basically the fact that you have a place to sit down. I mean, it's very expensive.
Costing how much usually?
I mean, there's usually a minimum, but you're ordering that much liquor, like that much in liquor.
So ballpark it for me. How much?
It honestly depends the club.
All right,
and it depends the amount of people, too.
The clubs that you guys are going to, how much is it?
If you split it amongst people.
No, how much is it? Because you're not splitting it. You're paying for this.
Yeah.
Because I'm not paying for it. Because I'm not going.
No. I'm paying for
this. How much is this running you?
It would be a little over $100 a person.
No. But
that's not bad because admission.
But it's you. How much is it costing you?
It depends how many people are going to be going with
me. Yeah, but you.
Okay, $100 a person.
Okay, so $100, $200, $300,
but that money goes towards your liquor.
No, but you only get a bottle of vodka.
No. You get more than that. Like a bottle is probably about like $300, $350. So you can get several bottles, and then you can get a ton of beer. So, I mean, if you have, let's say, 10 people drinking all night, you know, you're going to run up a pretty big tab anyway, and that pays for everyone's admission, all the liquor. As I said, it's about $100 a person, and you can drink all night. That's not a bad deal.
I don't think that you get free liquor.
Not free liquor. You don't pay $1,000, and then you pay for the liquor. The $1,000 goes towards the liquor. It's a minimum. You're paying a minimum. So it's actually not a bad deal.
I don't know.
No, that's the truth. That's how it works.
Because the only times that I've had table service, they bring out a bottle of vodka and then mixers, and then everything on top of that is money.
Oh, so they ripped you off then, because that's how it works. It's like $1,000, and you get a table for like 10 people, but that $1,000 goes towards all your liquor.
Mm. I don't know about that.
I've done it like a bunch. That's how it works.
Is that how it works, Dan?
It happened last year. That's exactly how it was last year.
Mm. I don't know.
If you haven't been doing it, you've been getting ripped off. Like, if you've been paying to actually go to a table and then buying liquor on top of it for more money, yeah, you've been getting ripped off. That's how it goes.
All right. Well, I haven't been to one since I was in my 20s. John, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? Fred, you know, I called before. I asked if you've ever had fun before. I was just wondering, is your middle name Debbie?
Do you like clubs in table service? Have you ever done it?
Hello? Who hasn't?
So you're saying, you're obviously being sarcastic, but...
So I'm saying it's time for you to grow up and have some fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go to a club with myself.
It's way more fun than you think it's going to be.
I think it's incredibly douchey. I think those clubs are douchey. I think the whole idea of table service is completely
douchey.
You ever
gone to a concert before? It's the same thing.
Yes, it's not the same thing. A concert, you're watching people perform.
Yes, same thing here. And you're dancing and enjoying the music.
I'm not going to go up there and dance.
You don't have to dance. You can sit and drink.
Yeah, but I can drink anywhere. And especially the casino, I can go and gamble.
Well, then you could do that, and you would spend way more money than you'd probably end up spending at the club.
That's not true. You're spending thousands of dollars there.
Not thousands.
Yes, you are.
No.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. That's $1,200.
I don't think 12 people are going. I think 10 people are going.
No, the whole show and then they're...
You and your wife are not going.
I know. 11. Are you bringing Mary?
Yep.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
11.
Who's not bringing a girl?
I don't know.
Oh, Dan's not.
Yeah, I didn't want to call him out.
Oh, my bad. I forgot about that.
I didn't want to call him out.
All right.
Thanks for doing the math.
I wasn't going to
say anything.
I was trying not to be a dick.
You could have just gone with 12.
Well, that's why I said 11.
Right there with you on the math. I'm like, Rich, I had my hand up.
You could have just said 12.
I didn't want to be a dick. I didn't want to call.
But you didn't. You could have just ate the $100 and said 12.
Wait a minute. When is this date? You know, what's the date? Sometime in December.
He's got time. He's got a month. And if that happens, then great. It's 12.
He's got time.
And it'll be worth every penny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we bring Joe Murray in, too.
Listen. Just sit there.
He's just sitting there.
Yeah, Joe Murray. Well, Joe Murray would love table service.
See, I would love that. Would it be fun should we invite Joe Murray, too?
I ain't paying.
You're not paying for that. I'm not talking to our dinner.
I'll pay for dinner.
Just to blinky drinks.
Just for the club for Joe?
I'll pay for dinner.
I wouldn't mind that.
I don't have a problem splitting the
Nick
dinner.
Nick has his hand up. Nick's all in.
You
for
want
this.
Joe? See, I think
it's not your money, stupid.
But it's my money. I know, but
Nick shouldn't be telling you how to spend your money.
I think I'm the one who brought it up, and I think that it actually would be fun.
Yeah, but I don't. I don't like Nick sitting in the peanut gallery giving thumbs up about your money. I'm supporting you.
I know, but I asked.
You should bring Joe Murray.
I think I should.
That's fine. I like Joe. Okay. I'd pay for Joe. You know what? I'd stick my head in if Joe's dancing.
You could tell me. No, he's not going to dance. That's what's going to make it hysterical.
He's got to take ecstasy.
It's going to be the most high energy music.
Joe'd be up for that.
And then you're going to have.
Joe'd be up for that.
It's going to be like the loudest, most high energy music. And then you're going to look to your left and
even Joe Murray sitting there.
I mean, that's going to be the best.
Joe Murray would take ecstasy. He would do that.
Absolutely. If Joe takes ecstasy,
you'll go?
I'll go.
Hey!
I mean, he's going to be high as hell, probably. Which...
Yeah, but that's counterintuitive.
All right.
If he takes ecstasy, I'll stick my head in.
I ain't paying for you.
No, you don't have to pay for me.
Here we go.
No, I wouldn't ask you to pay for me.
You would be shocked at how much fun you'd have. Especially if Joe Murray's there. That would be pretty fun. That's a nice little curveball thrown at everything. Everybody cool with Joe Murray going? All right.
Scott, why would they care? Scott, go ahead.
What about me?
You want in?
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be right there. Yeah, you're gonna come right over there.
Hang on. So,
you want to go club with me?
No, you wouldn't go.
Oh, really?
If I invite you, would you go?
Depends where it's at when.
Okay, well, I mean, it's going to be in December.
Friday night, Saturday night.
Friday night.
Ooh, that's okay.
Yeah, you're not going. Kind
of figure.
I got a birthday in December.
There's no way you would show up.
I can't believe you're not going to go. Like, you guys are doing this, and Fred, you're not even going to like do the whole thing.
I have no desire to go to a club and sit at a table.
So much better in a concert. So much
Amen.
Better in a concert.
Amen.
Of course,
it's an assault on the senses.
Of course, Scott has bad experiences at concerts. But yeah,
well, I got the bad concert. That's my problem.
That's right. Yeah, unless there's Reese there to throw around. I don't know. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not a table service. All right, go away. I'm not a table service kind of guy. All right, caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see the Bruins take on the Flyers this Sunday night at the Garden. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Visit Ticketmaster.com/Bruins to buy your tickets today. Rich, is what's coming up in the stack?
Oh, when the owner of an NFL team has a potty mouth and says, disc to all you rumor mongers out there. On top of that, real legitimate news that was squashed that is making ABC look pretty bad today.
Yes, Dan told me about that. Holy moly. All right, here are the headlines.
This is where Boston sports fans start their day.
Oh, now. Focus.
With Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Johnny and Fod, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what do we got going on?
So all those rumors that came out in a report courtesy of The Athletic that said that the Chargers had been approached as a team to possibly move to London and, you know, they quoted things that made a little bit of sense. Nobody really likes that team. They don't really have a fan base, and the NFL wants a team over in Europe big time. As a matter of fact, there's a stadium built that's ready-made for them. The NFL, I think they're expecting at some point, will eventually move there.
But the NFL, on the other hand, was desperate to get teams in Los Angeles. The Chargers are moving into a new stadium next year.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of evidence pointed to the contract.
Well, also, there was a speculation, which I believe, is that this was leaked out there to make sure that Shad Khan, the owner of the Jaguars, because I guess he has carte blanche, like first right of refusal. Like he gets the London team first before anybody else can get it.
Right, because they probably realized they made a huge mistake putting a team in Jacksonville.
You're probably right. And Shad Khan, the owner, has pretty much crapped on Jacksonville over the last several days
right.
when being interviewed about it. So I think this is kind of a crap or get off the pod situation. Like
Dan's telling me he owns a soccer team in London.
Oh, that's Tottenham, right? Is that
no, he owns Fulham.
Oh,
and
Fulham.
Then he put in a bid last year to buy Wembley Stadium. So it was withdrawn, but he's big over there.
Well, that would make sense. But one thing that all these rumors did was just pissed off Dean Spanos, owner of the Los Angeles Chargers, and he had this to say. What's up, tough guy?
Okay. It's total. Okay. We're not going to London. We're not going anywhere. We're playing in Los Angeles. This is our home. And this is where we're planning to be for a long time.
Yeah.
Period. Okay. And if you want me to say it again, I'll say it again. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, we got ourselves a renegade in ownership.
Yeah, there's like this new thing with billionaires going with this swearing, just letting you know they're like the common man.
Well, yesterday the Chargers official Twitter account tweeted out a scene from Wolf of Wall Street in which Leonardo DiCaprio says this.
You know what? I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving.
I'm not leaving! The show goes on! This is my home! They're gonna need a f***ing wrecking ball to take me out of here! They're gonna need to send in the National Guard a f***ing SWAT team, because I ain't going nowhere!
Dan makes a great point. There's more people cheering in that scene than there are actually to watch the Chargers play. At least there's a crowd.
Obviously, yeah. Like a big fan of Entourage is running the social media account. That's some douchey stuff right there.
Yep. Well, he's just letting the world know. I'm serious, man. There's no, which makes me almost believe that it's true.
He who doth protest too much.
I guess that is the case. And now, on a completely strange 180, this is one of the weirder things that has come out of this case. Who am I kidding? Everything's weird about this case. Jeffrey Epstein, who, quote-unquote, died when he was in prison or was, you know, did he kill
himself? He didn't, quote-unquote, die. He died.
He died.
And now there's a guy who's saying that the medical examiner is saying that his wounds are not indicative of suicide.
Yep. And on top of that, you've got this leaked out clip from ABC News's Amy Robach. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. And this is from 3 years ago. Actually, this was she's talking about this from 3 years ago. This was leaked out to a website that I forget what they're called. But either way, this is a leaked out
Cat
clip.
Fancy.
It is Cat Fancy. It's better. Project Veritas. Yes. They ended up somehow, someone from ABC sent this to them. And this is one of their anchors from ABC saying that they had the Epstein story 3 years ago and killed it. So here is Amy Robach, and in the background, please do not mind the menacing music. I hate when people do this, and they have to add it to it. Trust me, this is weird enough without there being sinister sounds to make you try to convince you that this is sinister in itself.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like, every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago saying, there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. I had it all 3 years ago.
Dan makes a good point. George Stephanopoulos from ABC obviously worked on the Clinton campaign and
from Good Morning America, where she works. Yeah. Right. On top of that, they have made a comment since then. They are not denying that the tape is real. I don't know how you can unless it's one of those mega deep fakes. But she said, at the time, not all of our reporting met our standards to air, but we have never stopped investigating the story. Ever since, we've had a team on this investigation and substantial resources dedicated to it. That work has led to a 2-hour documentary and a 6-part podcast that will air in the new year.
Oh, just so timely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? So that is pretty freaky stuff that's out there. Did you see the guy who he was talking about service dogs? He was a military guy.
I did see that.
Yeah, and at the very end of the interview he's doing on Fox News, he goes, oh, and Epstein didn't kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
Just slipped that on there before the end of the interview.
There's something about, what's the guy whose show that was? His face.
He kind of looks like, do you remember that weird kid show where it was like half adult, half mask? What was that show called? With the creep?
It's like Waters World or something?
Yeah.
Like he was like a zany guy on the street for a while? Jesse Waters, I believe, is his name. He just has such a punchable face.
It was like Something Town, like Sleepy Town was the name of the show.
He talks without like moving his mouth. Ugh.
Oh, what was the name of that show where they had like, it was like adults, but with like half plastic face and half
sounds
regular
frightening.
Face. Oh, it's terrifying. It's one of those kids shows that you watch like, what kid possibly could like this?
Yeah. Was it in the 70s and 80s when everyone was on acid?
No, it was like in the 90s, which made it even more weird. It's called like Sleepyville or Sleepy Town.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And they were like, there were trees and like fake trees.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Lazy Town. Okay, that's it. It's called Lazy Town. And not to be confused with Crazy Town. And that he looks like one of them, like half of his face. Yeah, these guys.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah, very creepy.
That guy.
Evander Kane from the Sharks. Of the guy who we didn't get the fight with Zdeno Chara that we all wanted to see, he's in big trouble. So people have been talking about, listen, when these guys play in Vegas, do they get to go out and have a good time? And
the answer is yes.
The answer is yes,
yes
if you
indeed.
Believe what's being accused of San Jose Sharks Evander Kane. He's been sued by the Cosmopolitan Hotel in Vegas for allegedly failing to pay back $500,000 in gambling markers according to a story that was published yesterday. The journal says that Kane, quote, took out 8 credits of varying amounts between $20,000 and $100,000 on or about April 15th. April 15th was between games 3 and 4 of the first round playoff series between the Sharks and the Vegas Golden Knights.
That's bad, because I just heard an interview with Artie Lang where he was talking about how he played some casino room and made like $150,000, and he spent $10,000 on a hooker, bought drugs, and lost a ton gambling, and his total losses were like $170,000. So if you're Evander Kane and you're out doing Artie Lang, then that's a bit of an issue.
Or how about this? Even if you go to a high stakes table, like you go to that special section where, you know, there's like you and like 2 other people.
You and Larry.
Yeah, well, let's say you go there. I mean, the minimums at those tables are like 100, maybe 1,000. Do you know how long it would take to go through $500,000, even at a high stakes table? Like, I wonder what the max bet is. Because it can't, you can't just bet like $1 million on a hand of blackjack. I don't think you're allowed to. But you might be able to bet $10,000.
No, you're allowed to bet more than that. Like when those sharks come in there, they
per hand? I think there's a limit on how much you can bet.
I don't know. Like if the Sultan of Brunei or something goes in, you think they're limited?
I'm sorry, so you can only bet $10,000.
But I think there's some sort of, I'm not kidding you. I think that, I mean, that's on that one could, hand. I mean, you could do 10 hands that are like $100,000.
Right. I don't know. I've never even, you know, gone near anything like that. But I know Anthony Cumia does that stuff.
Really?
I could email him. Find out what's doing.
Yeah, it says most casinos offer tables with a $10,000 maximum.
Okay.
So think about that. I mean, to do $500,000, was that 50 different hands that you would lose betting the maximum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, that's insane.
But is it 10,000 and then you can double down or you could split?
I have a feeling that that would be the case. Like if you put down 10,000, because I mean, I don't know. I've never bet the maximum at any table, right. So I'm not sure.
So technically, so if you split, and then so that's 20,000, then you double down on both.
30,000 and still
40,000.
If you double down on both.
Yeah,
I mean,
I've done that before at a casino.
Well, that's when things are looking good.
Yeah.
Like if you split and you're able to double down, I mean, you're going to make yourself some money more than likely. But Evander Kane, man, $500,000, and it looks like it's in one day.
Yeah, anytime you're out doing Artie Lang when he's on a bender, you're having a bad time of it. All right, we'll be right back.
Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I saw Bertrand. I don't know where Zolak is.
Are those spicy chicken sandwiches back?
I don't know.
I think I saw someone talking about it. I've been in complete F. Yeah, the Popeyes. Well, the ones that made people. Oh, yeah, because that guy got. I think I got killed the other day. Yeah, he got stabbed, I think. Over one of those things.
Well, Deshaun Watson has said that the Popeyes has cleared his eye up.
It did. I'm kind of in the. In the market for one of those now, because after about a month of watching what I was eating, I just said F it over the last like 6 weeks. Not 6 weeks, six days or so. Ever since Halloween came around, I've been living like a fat ass.
It's time to make a run?
There's nothing I've said no to.
Oh,
nothing.
Sweet.
And I'm not going to stop until at least after this weekend eating right, so I might as well just crush a couple of those fried chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, when I started slowing way down on drinking, the diet went out the window. Any kind of dietary restrictions.
I mean, you got to have something at first to substitute, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, then it's just too ridiculously hard and you can't, you wouldn't be able to be successful.
Right.
And you can slowly wean yourself off. But I mean, it's like, there's nothing I'm saying no to. I'm eating crap at night, right before I go to bed. I'm like crushing Kit Kats. I don't care. And it's just sitting there and that, you know, my kid's candy's still sitting there and I haven't said no to anything.
Yeah. My daughter eats the candy real fast, but my son doesn't really, and he just got braces. And he doesn't really like candy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So he just sits there. I can't tell the story. My wife would kill me.
Okay.
I can't tell the story. I got a good story about Halloween candy, but I can't tell it.
Okay.
And if you know my barometer for things I say about my family, I can't tell this story.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, it's nothing like illegal or anything.
I'm not saying it's illegal, but
it would just be embarrassing.
Now we're all thinking, what could it possibly be?
No, it's nothing. That it's just not something you would talk about.
Did you get anything homemade this year?
There were pretzels.
Yeah,
yeah.
My kids
right
came
in the
home
trash
too.
Jesus.
Yeah, like, what are you thinking?
I don't, like, you don't want to be responsible for like a kid getting diabetes or something. I don't know why you would possibly give pretzels. No, nothing homemade.
Yeah, we had one of those. One homemade. I don't like it when they bag it either. When it's something open.
No, it's just, no, you can't do that. No.
Right in the tray.
Well, when we were kids, I don't know about you, Wallach, because you. Damn it, Nick!
That's not Nick.
I'm sorry. I thought it was Nick.
It's the intern for the other show.
Yeah.
It's not Nick. Nick's right behind
you.
Is
that the intern who said, I have a movie, I got a show? Like, Hardy, you like movies.
Yes, that maybe it is.
There's an intern that went to Hardy, and he goes, you like, I know you're really into movies. Okay, it's not this guy, so.
Okay.
Thank you for letting me know, because no one would know anyway. But he goes, so you like movies, right? And Hardy's like, yeah, I like movies. He's like, I got a suggestion for you. Joker.
So understandably, like, hey, Hardy has not let him up off the mat after that.
You like comedies? I got a TV show for you. The Office.
It's even worse than that.
Friends.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like Friends. I don't know if you caught this comedy out there.
So funny.
Yeah. So
I still haven't seen that yet.
No, neither have I. I'll watch it when it comes to iTunes. I can't find the site with the free movies anymore. I had one for like 6 months, but now it's gone. Shut those things down.
This isn't true. So we went to an older gentleman's house on Halloween. I think we surprised him. He gave my kid 5 individually wrapped breath mints in a sandwich bag.
That is the oldest thing in the world. Well, you are legitimately the oldest man in the world.
Give out Werther's, I guess.
I had Little Debbie's one time. Just the woman forgot that it was Halloween and just went and grabbed like a thing of Little Debbie's. I'm like, all right. This doesn't suck.
Yeah, but when we were kids, remember when your parents were supposed to break up the candy to find out if there was like
razor blades and the apples. Yeah, there was. Who gives apples?
Or Dennis when they used to hand out the brushes and the toothpaste.
Hated that.
Oh wow, I didn't know I was supposed to brush my teeth. Thank you. This has nothing to do with this all being free for you.
Ugh. That was usually the first house to be egged.
Yeah, they're standing right out there, just kind of hanging out.
Yeah. Here's a glass of water, in case you forget
Joe
to drink.
Murray sitting there.
Yeah, that would be Scott Zolak right now.
Just they're hanging out right there.
All right. Well, Josh, every time that I have to be in studio putting some things away, gets panicky and starts taking me off camera.
What?
So I will end the show now.
Okay.
We were talking about this yesterday. You don't listen to a word I say. I went on about this yesterday when you were there. Fooey to you. All right, that'll do it for us. Everyone have a wonderful day. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.